7:39, we have emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Back to you, Andy.
Both directions having trouble on I-15, especially in the middle of the valley. Northbound, though, you're expecting it with the most of the volume heading towards Salt Lake City, and your drive time still close to an hour between Point of the Mountain and downtown. Southbound, a little bit of an improvement, but you're still backed up, much worse than usual, in between 33rd South and 7200 South. 215's west side crash near 4700 South, going up towards 41st, has you backed all the way down around the curve to Redwood Road. All your city streets on the west side of the valley still having troubles, especially the main arteries, 56 West, 5400 South, and Bangor. Eric?
Northbound I-15 finally allowed back onto the freeway from Highway 6 and Spanish Fork. After that, on-ramp had been closed for quite a while. Now you've got an off-ramp crash at the same spot. This is to go onto Highway 6 northbound from I-15. You've also got a southbound crash in Utah County. This is just before Center Street in Provo, involving a jackknifed semi, according to one traffic trooper. But that's over in the median section, not really blocking off any of the lanes at this point. Heather?
It's a stop-and-go drive southbound 15 between 650 North and Clearfield all the way down to the Legacy Parkway split in Farmington. That's going to take you probably well over an hour to get through. Now, once you do, speeds improve just a little bit on I-15 until you hit Centerville, and that's where you come to a halt again with a lot of slowdowns in to downtown Salt Lake. A lot of people taking Legacy as their alternate. That is slowed down as well, and heavy, dense fog in many areas of the Legacy, and that will slow down your speeds because of visibility. Salt Lake Community College creates a pathway to success for 60,000 students every year, and that helps keep Utah's future bright. Very bright. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.